ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S. military carried out airstrikes in positions in Iraq used by the militant group Hezbollah brigades tonight. That, according to the Pentagon, saying President Biden ordered the response to attacks earlier Christmas Day. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The U.S. strikes in response to that group attacking American coalition forces in the region, including one at Erbil Air Base that injured three U.S. personnel, one still in critical condition.
U.S. military leaders say the militant facilities were destroyed. A number of militants were likely killed. There are no signs that any civilians were affected. Hamas rejecting a peace proposal by Egypt. It said that a panel of experts should be controlling Gaza. A target of a swatting attempt at her home in Rome, Georgia, this morning, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Local police saying someone called in a fake emergency to draw armed officers or SWAT teams to her home. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will adopt new legislative maps in time for next year's election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. All parties will be allowed to submit new maps to the court along with expert evidence and supporting arguments. The court will appoint one or more consultants to look at the maps and issue reports. It's the end of the line for one of Wisconsin's most beloved local businesses. Lane's Bakery in Madison closed its doors Sunday. Lane's goes back to 1954. Owner Charles Lane is the grandson of the original owner, and he's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
He knows just where he's going and he's proud of Kicking off his Burn It Down Tour 2024 coming up January 18th. Going to be running through August, so make sure you get out and see him. Got Blake Shelton on the way, Tyler Hubbard coming up, Chris Jansen now.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Santa Claus was good to you this year. It's Tyler Hubbard back then, right now. It's Penrod working towards a brand new year, 2024. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? They say you're supposed to start them ahead of time. So if there's anything that you plan on starting after the first of the year, start it now. That way you got to jump on it. Why not? Morgan Wallen's coming up, Chris Stapleton, Nate Smith, and a whole lot more.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving. Though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected with fog in spots tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 43. Winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely with fog in spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for a mix of rain and snow. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Chance for snow Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 47.
We were listening to one more silver dollar.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
on fire from Nate Smith, up and comer right there. Well, now that Christmas is over, today is Boxing Day. Isn't that in Canada? Is it Boxing Day in Canada? I'm not sure how it works. I do know Justin Trudeau just spent a whole lot of money to put tampons in men's restrooms in all the federal buildings up in Canada. Yeah, for the people that need those up there. So seems like a pretty good use of their money, I guess.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Thank you. online at 98qcountry.com.
Something's going to kill me. The latest from Corey Kent. My name is Penrod. Boy, there's lots of things out there that can kill you. And I think I ate way too much. I think that's going to kill me. I've been doing very well, but I got to be 100% honest with you. This holiday season, I fell off the wagon. And I'm not talking about drinking. I'm talking about eating. I ate way too much. So after work today, it's off to the gym to get back on it. Because holy cow. I put on a little bit of weight, I'll be honest with you, like most people do, but I'm still fitting in my size 36 pants, so I'm happy about that, but there.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Jingle bells are ringing throughout the Northwoods, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland. Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953, NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoyed the season without the commercialism. Even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected with fog in spots tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 43. Winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely with fog in spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for a mix of rain and snow. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Chance for snow Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 47.
The other for the woman. 98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
What you see, we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio.